By the fall of 2019, the future Western New York National Veterans Cemetery will host its first burial ceremonies. The new cemetery is expected to serve more than 96,000 veterans and their families. The grounds will feature a main ceremonial area where events for Memorial Day and Veterans Day will be held, and local veteran service organizations will also have the opportunity to hold their own events.
You know, designed to be very solemn, but, you know, as a memorial, perpetual care. I mean, we have 135 national cemeteries, and every one of them is absolutely beautiful. It's a tribute to the men and women that served our country.
Jim Metcalf directs the Indiantown Gap National Cemetery near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as well as the forthcoming Western New York National Veterans Cemetery. Burials, cremations, and the scattering of ashes are all benefits that come at no cost to veterans, spouses, and eligible family members. Many, Metcalf says, may not realize they are entitled to this benefit.
Prior to 1982, if you served less than 2 years and didn't even have to be in a combat zone, you're eligible. Anytime after 82, if you served 2 years of honorable service, you are eligible to be interred in a national cemetery.
Reservists and National Guard members under certain circumstances are also eligible for burial in a national cemetery. A link to all conditions for eligibility is available for viewing at WBFO.org. From the WBFO Veterans News Desk, I'm Michael Merziak.